The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
For tonight, let us start with the, you know, what does it mean when we say Tawbah? Normally, you know, when we say Tawbah, which means saying Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. I don't know, you know, not in all cultures probably, but in the South Asian culture, children from childhood are taught when they do something wrong, they say, Tawbah, Tawbah. Is this Tawbah? Hitting yourself on two sides? This is the sweetness part of the talk, okay? No, this is just, you know, innocent children, they don't understand, so you say, you know, do Tawbah, Tawbah. But we grow up and we say, okay, I made a mistake, I'm doing Tawbah. For us, you know, Tawbah has become words. That I made a mistake, so let me say Astaghfirullah. Let me say Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh, that I learn in namaz and repeat that every time. And this is where, you know, I would like to use the expression of Shaheed Murtaza Mutahhiri, one of the greatest scholars that we had in this century. He says, remember, Tawbah is not words. Tawbah is action. Tawbah is not from the category of words. This is his quotation here I have. Tawbah is a psychological and spiritual state. It is a spiritual reformation. Or you can even say it is a spiritual revolution within the human being himself. And the words like Astaghfirullah, Rabbi wa atubu ilayh are not the reality of Tawbah. These words are only a reflection of the inner state of the human being. We are just yet still on the level of words, whereas the reality of the Tawbah is not words. It is actually the inner psychological, spiritual state where you are turning things upside down. Reformation is a softer term. You can even say Tawbah is actually a process of revolution within you on a spiritual level. If you study the books on spiritual development, you will see that, you know, when they talk about this process of how to develop yourself spiritually, the very first step they will say is Tawbah. Without Tawbah, your path of reforming yourself spiritually, developing yourself, you know, spiritually, elevating yourself on the level of ruh and nafs will not even begin. Because the beginning of that spiritual journey starts with Tawbah. This is when you realize that I have committed sins and there are many impediments in my way. I have to get rid of that. You know, when you look at our own body, when we become dirty, whatever, you know, you fall somewhere, it was raining, muddy, your body becomes dirty. You do not just leave it. You would like to go and as soon as possible get rid of the dirt from the body. Similarly, when we talk about spirituality, the spiritual world within us. When a person becomes spiritually awake, the first thing he realizes, okay, my soul has been corrupted. It is dirty. Not by the mud on the ground, but by the sins. And this is where, you know, then I will say, okay, the way I wanted to cleanse and my body, I also have to go and cleanse my soul. When it comes to the body, how do you clean it? The easiest way is to go under the shower or use the water to clean yourself. When the soul becomes dirty, you don't go for baptism. You are told to go for tawbah. The relationship of water to purification of the body is the same relationship of the tawbah to the purification of the soul. And this is where, when we talk about tawbah, it's not just words. One way of understanding this, that some of these terminologies that we have, you know, we can always go back to the literal meaning in the language. For example, the word tawbah itself, literally in Arabic language, means to return, returning. But in Islamic literature, the word tawbah doesn't mean, you know, returning from point A to B physically. It's actually turning away from sins and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was never away. His door was always open. It is me who turned away from him. And therefore it's me that I have to go back to him. And that is the essence of tawbah. So even if you look at the literal meaning of the word tawbah, it's very much relevant to the Islamic terminology that we have in the meaning of tawbah. Even what we see, the words astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh, that we recite between the two sajdas, that also they explain the whole, you know, process. There is a slight difference between istighfar and tawbah. Astaghfirullah rabbi, I ask forgiveness for my sins from my Lord here. And then wa atubu ilayh, and I return to him. Atubu, that's how tawbah is. That's where the tawbah comes from. And interesting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, in one of the ayat, he says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Do istighfar with your Lord. Ask for forgiveness. ثُمَّ, then turn to him. It's interesting, in this ayat, istighfar is first. You do this process, and then you turn to Allah. So you have to get rid of the dirt first. And only then you will be in a state of returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Rabbi Rahimun Wadood. My Lord is indeed merciful and the one who is loving. Because when we commit sins, we have to realize that, you know, committing sin itself, not on a physical plane, but on a spiritual plane, it is creating difference between yourself, distance between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tawbah is the opposite of that. You're trying to redress this problem. And that's why when we talk about the issue of tawbah, this is a very important element.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.